بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع عن أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل غيث أصاب أرضا فكانت منها طائفة طيبة إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter that is showing the importance of sunnah, and we must bring sunnahs in our lives and don't regard it like something light that is only sunnah. But it is very, very important that we adhere to every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The explanation of that is given further in this hadith. In the chapter, it is hadith number 9 and narrated also by Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna mathala ma ba'athani Allahu bihi min al-huda wal-ilm. The example of that which Allah has sent me with hidayat and with knowledge, with the knowledge of deen and the hidayat which Allah has given for the guidance of people, which Allah has sent me with, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, the hidayat and the knowledge. The example of it is, kamathali ghaithin, like rain comes down. Like when rain comes down, then the rain reaches everywhere. Like this hidayat which is Allah has given me, it is a general and it is for all. And this knowledge also of deen which Allah has given me, it is also for all. أَصَابَ أَرْضًا فَكَانَتْ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. And when this rain falls, it reaches the earth. Then there are different categories of earth that take different benefit or no benefit from that rain. One piece of ground is such that it is a good piece of ground, fertile ground, and the rain falls on it. قَبِلَتِ الْمَا وَأَمْبَتَتِ الْكَلَى وَالْعُشَبَ الْكَثِيرِ. And then it accepts the water, and then it makes things to grow. All vegetation, etc., things grow from there. That ground was fertile ground. It took down everything what came down, and the water, and it made things grow. وَكَانَ مِنْهَا أَجَادِيبُ. And from there, the other pieces of ground, they are those that are ajadib. That is, they like dam up the water. They don't benefit from it, but they dam it up. أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَا. And they hold the mother water there. فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسِ فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهَا وَسَقُوا وَزَرَعُوا. And then people benefit. Now water has become, it has been a dam now. And people benefit from there. And also further from that, they give that water to drink to their animals also to drink. And they give that water for the vegetation and plants also. They use it for irrigation also. وَأَصَابَ طَائِفَةً مِنْهَا أُخْرَى. And the same water which comes down, which was general for everyone, and it reaches another piece of ground, and that piece of ground is طِعَانٌ. It is sterile, barren. It can't bear anything. Like stony, rocky place, the rain falls on there also. لَا تُمْسِكُ الْمَاءً وَلَا تُمْبِتُ كَلَأً. And it does not hold the water that anyone can benefit from it. Neither does it grow any vegetation that things grow for it. It is just like wasted. It hasn't got the capability of benefiting itself or let anyone else benefit. فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ فَقُهَ فِي الدِّينِ وَنَفَعَهُ بِهِمَا. And so that is the example now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that those people, when that water comes down of hidayah and knowledge, they take it and they become faqih. They become knowledgeable. They become ulama and they benefit from it themselves and they make others also benefit. So they are those people that this hidayah of Allah comes down, this knowledge, and some people benefit from it greatly for themselves also. And they make others also benefit from it. فَعَلِمَ وَعَلَّمَ. They learn it and they teach it to others also. وَمَثَلُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَلِكَ رَأْسًا. And the last group are those people that they don't pay any attention to this hidayat which I have come with and this knowledge that I have come with. like that piece of ground that is rocky and stony, it doesn't benefit anything from that water. The water falls on it, but it doesn't benefit at all and doesn't let anyone else also benefit. So like that amongst people are also this hidayat which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with and the knowledge of deen which is thorough hidayat. And it was for the benefit of mankind, but they are amongst those people who pay no heed to that knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that hidayat, they pay no heed. They don't benefit themselves, neither do others benefit. It is just like wasted for them. They don't benefit at all. وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْ هُدَى اللَّهَ الَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. And they don't accept the hidayat which of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah sent me with. So there are three categories of people also. Even as we are sitting here, we also, everyone, Allah knows what our condition is. We know what our condition is. Some of us are here and we are listening attentively. And we benefit and we take it to our heart. We benefit ourselves, we make amal. And like for example, we'll go home, we'll tell the family also that today this is what I learned. We tell our other friends and them also. Then that is one category of people. The other is that we got that knowledge, but we don't practice on it. Other people benefit. Other people ask us, we tell them what we had learned, and they take advantage of it. So it is like a dam that has dammed the water. The dam itself does not get benefit, other people benefit from it. So like that, there can be amongst us those that we don't make amal. But others ask us what we learn and we pass it on to them. Then there is the third category of people also that we hear, but we didn't even hear. We didn't take any benefit. We are like this rocky, stony ground that it doesn't benefit of the water itself and neither does it let anyone else benefit. So like now, all this words and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for all of us. We are all hearing. But we get divided in three groups according to our capacity. There are those of us that we take it to heart, we remember it, we make amal, and we pass it on to others. On that, each one of us can think, every day we listen to this lesson, who of us passes it on to others? And who of us even thinks of it afterwards and makes amal? Then there are those people that we have it, and if somebody asks us, then we share it with them. Others take benefit, but we don't take benefit. And how many of us are? Every day we hear, but we don't make amal, and neither do we give it to others to benefit. We are just hearing, and just sitting and hearing, but we are taking no benefit. So what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has come with, the whole of deen, shariat, Quran, hadith, it's there for everyone to benefit. But everyone according to his capacity, he is benefiting or he is not benefiting. So we should see, we should be amongst those people that we take the full benefit ourselves and we pass it on to others and said others also can benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.